B-Pod Studios.
It's the Rap Party Podcast with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Loren is actually going to be changing during this rap party. And we don't mean physically. We mean she's going to be getting into her costume. Oh, you're putting it over your clothes?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, that's lame. I thought you were going to go get dressed.
In front of you?
No, go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Like, don't you want to see how it fits?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come back.
Okay.
We won't talk bad about you while you're gone.
You're a liar.
Uncut Jam.
Uncut Jam.
Uncut Jam.
We were talking about Julia Fox, who vocal fried Uncut Gems in an interview, and it went viral. You know, sometimes Roy is annoyed by TikTok and by people's viral videos, but sometimes it's really good because I might have missed the Uncut Gems thing if it didn't go somewhat viral on TikTok with people doing it.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be in my sphere.
Yeah.
If you will. That's appropriate.
I follow a female pilot on TikTok.
I follow a lot of pilots on TikTok.
You follow that young girl that flies out of Austin?
Fly with Kay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a little bit of a vocal fryer, too.
Where she's just trying to get flying hours?
Yeah, and she does it all. Like, she's like, okay, everybody, today we're going to be flying from Austin to Houston. Hit the like and subscribe button, and we'll take off in a minute. Remember, I'm trying to get to a million. Thank you, and buckle in.
But she's like her own personal plane, like the little Cessna.
Yeah, she has her own little plane, but that's how she talks.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, I'm going through my last-minute flight checks here. Stand by. There's a big jet. Uncut Jam.
Uncut Jam. Well, the thing about these little pilots that we watch on TikTok is that you're hearing
them talk through this through the pilot's communication system. But you're also hearing, while they're talking to you on TikTok while flying a plane, you're also hearing their normal radio.
So,
right.
So it's confusing. So, like, you'll be like,
all right, guys, just make sure you hit like and subscribe. Airbus A34, we'll be taking off.
Like, loudly in your ear. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay, they're not talking to us, so we'll continue.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. And
she's
then I
sing-songy, though, the way she talks, and people are like that.
And then this girl, I know who you're talking about.
She's talking about what she's doing, and we're about to take off.
But then when she talks on her little radio to the tower, it's very different.
For example,
it's like,
all right, guys, so we're about to take off here, and Houston Tower, 1734, clear for takeoff, 1-3.
And you're like, what? It's like she does it so quick and quiet. It's, you know, I'm very fascinated in the communications of this TikTok.
Hold on, I'll play audio for her so that you guys can see what I'm talking about.
Into it.
You look like a Barbie.
So wait, now did you have the fanny pack or you buy the fanny pack?
No, I bought the fanny pack too, but I've actually been looking at this fanny pack for a really long time and I've wanted it.
We were in the middle of talking about something.
Well, it's okay to be interrupted.
Busted through the door.
No, it's about
pilots. Somebody needs a heart transplant.
No, it's about pilots. No, do you wear, so Loren, let me describe what she's wearing. She's wearing a light blue hat.
Might wear the hat with it.
It does kind of match.
Kind of does go with it.
I wouldn't wear a Ritz-Carlton hat, but yeah, I would wear a blue hat.
By the way, do you have,
see in the dark, though.
Do you have any hats that aren't from hotels that are $800 a night?
A Yankees hat.
And do you buy hats for like Ritz-Carlton just because it's like it's the Ritz and you want people to know?
No, they give them to her because when you stay 5 weeks in the suite.
There's no way they're giving her that hat. But is that the point of buying it? You're like, hey, I went to the Ritz and this cool, whatever.
Look at her outfit.
Where is that from? Where's it say you're?
South Beach, I think.
Oh, South Beach.
I don't know. Dallas got this one for me.
Interesting.
Nicole doesn't want to dress up. We told Nicole she should dress up as Bender. Judd Nelson from the movie Breakfast Club. A lot of people listening know exactly what I'm talking about. She had no idea who it was. But she could be a great Bender. And I might have enough of an outfit at home that I can scrounge her up a Bender.
And Loren's wearing a workout jumpsuit that's like pink on the bottom. The is it turquoise? Is that turquoise?
Light blue, white,
a fun rainbow fanny pack, which reminds me of the Louis bag.
It won't be long. Just come talk on the podcast real quick.
It looks great.
We've got three different shows going on. I'm talking to Nicole. You're talking to Loren. Loren's looking at her outfit.
I think Loren looks great. I think that's cool, man.
What are you wearing for shoes?
My J's. I mean, not my J's. My Air Force Ones.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good.
So that's your tomorrow night outfit.
Yeah.
No, when's the ski bunny outfit?
Yeah, tomorrow night outfit. I don't know. I was going to wear it tonight. I also have like a big brown puffy vest mm-hmm. that has a belt on it mm-hmm. that's a little.
Weaver just looked you up and down like.
That looks good.
This Thanks. Is the 80s, man. See, the 80s were so fun, Nicole.
So much what fun.
Know? I know, but you're learning about it.
By the way, I just randomly left my jeans hanging over a stall in the bathroom. So if somebody walks in there, they're going to be like, what goes on here?
If they know it's us, they won't think anything of it. Now, do you want me? I can put together a Bender outfit for you. I could just bring it. I have a button down. I have like a denim jacket that I can get you. And what else does Bender have? He had like bandanas.
Maybe.
Okay.
Bring it.
All right. You have jeans, like a ripped jean?
I have black ripped jeans.
Yeah, that would
How
work.
How come we don't have like retro 90s weekends? 90s was 30 years away, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't.
The next fad?
Yeah. Somebody probably does a 90s party that we'll host. I won't do a 70s. 70s are even too old for me, Nicole.
I'm not into the 70s.
Although I do love, like, some 70s music is really good. Like, the Bee Gees stuff is good.
Although,
Let the night fever knock you out. You know how to do it.
So you know the Austin Powers movies were released in the 90s?
Yeah.
So, but Austin Powers was frozen in the 60s.
Yeah.
So if they remade Austin Powers again, he would be from the 90s.
Okay.
Think about that.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's crazy, weird? But it makes sense.
Yeah, and how like different he looked in the 90s. And like I feel like if somebody showed up in dressed in 90s attire, it wouldn't be that far off.
I've never seen Austin.
Compared
oh my
to
God.
What is
what?
Wrong with
I've
you?
Never seen Austin.
He gets frozen and they bring him back to life in the 90s and he's like a 60s free swinging. As long as you can have sex with as many partners unprotected.
Yeah, drink a dab.
I'll be sound as a pound, baby. And he goes, and he sees the Russians. So there's a, like, we're working, the Americans and the Russians are working together, Austin. He goes, oh, yay, communism. Finally, those capitalists will pay for the crimes. And they go, Austin, we won. Oh, yay, capitalism. I thought the Russians won.
Yeah.
Yay, pick the side. So funny. Yeah, she's all in on this outfit, man. She just walked out, but,
what
all right,
you done.
That's all I want. I'll bring a Bender outfit for you. And if you want to wear it, great. If not, it's in my car.
Yeah, bring it.
All right.
What are you wearing?
I have a Def Leppard t-shirt and just some crazy 80s pants.
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I went as Don Johnson 1 year. I did a track thing 1 year. And this year I'm doing just kind of, I don't know. Really, it snuck up on me. I didn't have enough time to do something good. But I do love the 80s.
You know what's such a struggle with me is that I don't like 80s music.
I
like some.
I play you songs and you like them and you just don't realize they're from the 80s and like.
Yeah, it's just it wouldn't be my go to. Like, yeah. I do love St. Elmo's Fire and a cool bunch of Take
Breakfast.
On Me.
Yeah, right. And Caribbean Queen.
Maybe.
Caribbean Queen.
But it's just not my go to. Not my jam.
The same.
All right, listen, you gotta go to get a haircut, don't you?
And my heart may be.
Don't you need to go get a haircut?
Do you know, like,
I'm going.
Not really.
But I told him I think he does. I think not he just really. Doesn't
I think
realize
you do too.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And then when we play the song,
maybe.
Yeah. Go, okay, yeah, I kind of like that. Like, you have, like, Nicole and you sometimes are like, I'm not going there.
I could
like,
see
it's
Nicole
too old for me.
Not being into 80s. I could see Roy being more into 80s than Nicole.
But listen, I was the same way growing up in the 80s and 90s. I was like, I'm not going there, Dad. I'm not listening to 50s bebop music and 60s like Motown wasn't my thing. Now it is. Now, like, I respect and love that kind of music, you know? By the way, did you see Elvis is making a movie?
What?
Yes.
There's an Elvis movie. Elvis isn't making a movie, but there's a movie about Elvis coming out.
Benjamin Duran. Presley?
Elvis Duran also has a show.
That's what you're talking about.
First to worst.
Well,
worst
I'm a big Elvis Presley fan.
Yeah, I know you are. That's why I'm telling you.
It's awesome, dude. I watched this one documentary with him. He just left a concert, and they're in the back part of his limo, and his staff is talking about how he got a blowjob from some chick.
Oh, my God.
In the documentary.
You can't say blowjob on the podcast.
Why not?
out. We say the F-bomb.
I know, but it's different.
You're grabbing
your junk.
I mean,
the guy's all sweaty, and he's talking about... And they're like, "Do you see that one girl?" And they're like, "Yeah, I saw that one girl." And she like openly like, "She blew me."
Yeah,
I'm like, "Whoa, woo!"
'70s. We did this. We did Confession Wednesday in Memphis, and we had this real Southern girl call in, and there was no build up to it. We're like, "All right, welcome to Confession Wednesday. What's your confession?" She goes, "I gave a blowjob to one of Elvis's guys," and we're like. Like one of his like was like some like one of his best friends.
No build up, just
right.
I gave a blowjob to Randy Elvis Presley's first best friend.
Now we've been saying blowjob too much. All right, hopefully you enjoyed the podcast. Welcome, first timers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.